Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant,
Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We thank you, we honor your name. Have your seat in God's presence and let's pray. Psalm 112 verse 7. Allah. Ibadi. Let's just pray a simple, powerful, effective prayer. Simple, powerful, effective. You know, some people are planning some things, doing some things in darkness, and it will affect you negatively. Can you, is he on the screen? Let's go. Let's read together with me. He is not afraid of bad news. His heart is firm. Whatever anybody is planning to do, that when it happens, it will break your heart. That when it happens, it will cause you pain. It shall not happen. Are you here? Lift your right hand up. Say, I come in the name of Jesus. Say, I come with the authority of Christ. Say, whatever is planned in darkness, whatever is done in darkness, that will cause me pain, that will break my heart, it shall not happen. It shall not come to pass. Can I say, it shall not happen? It shall not happen. It shall not come to pass. It shall not happen. It shall not come to pass. I don't know about it. I must not know about it. But whatever it is, that is playing in darkness, don't behind me, that will break my heart, that will cause me pain, that will cause me shame, that will make me weep, that will bring me suffering, it shall not happen. It shall not happen. It shall not happen. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I'm going to say August, September, October, November, December. No bad news. I will not receive it. I will not send it. Lift your hand. Say August, September, October, November, December. No bad news. No evil news. I shall not receive it. I will not send it. In the name of Jesus. August, September, October, November. Yeah, the word of the Lord. No bad news. No evil news. I shall not receive. I shall not send. I shall not receive. I shall not send. I shall not receive. I shall not send. I shall not receive it. I shall not send it. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can we pray Psalm 91? Psalm 91 for one. We pray for every security personnel, military, paramilitary staff in our church. The protection of the Lord is sure upon you. In the name of Jesus, we'll put you in the secret place of the Most High. No harm shall come your way. In the name of Jesus, you will not be a victim of the politics of this nation. In the name of Jesus. Can we go together? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. New King James. Give me New King James. And who is the one that dwells in the secret place of the Most High? What is the name of a person? Let's go. I, Abiodun, that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. Say, because the Lord is my refuge, because He's my fortress, no evil news, no bad occurrence, no bad experience in my life. In the name of Jesus, no bad experience in my life, no evil news in my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's go from verse 3. From verse 3, surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. Pestilence is like illness or a disease. But Boko Haram bandit, they are pestilence. They are like a pestilence. We ask, let the one who sits on the throne arise in his might and his anger against every authority, every power arisen against the peace of this nation and the peace of his people. Let the Lord arise against them. 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 In the name of Jesus. But for you, the Lord is your refuge. The Lord is your fortress. Whatever evil that will happen, it will happen before you come. It will happen after you have left. In the name of Jesus. Can I say no evil report? No bad news. No evil occurrence. Concerning me, no evil report. No bad news. No evil occurrence. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We are praying. Let's pray. Let's go. He will cover me with his feathers. And under his wings. Have you seen the mother hen before covering the chicken? And the Lord, you know, the mother hen covers the chickens with jealousy and anger. Even if you like, be the owner of the hen. If you go near where he's hiding the children, it fights you. That is how the Lord is fighting your enemies. In the name of Jesus, his protection is sure over us in this season. In the name of Jesus, nobody will be a victim of what is happening in this country. In the name of Jesus, nobody will be a victim of men that operate in darkness, of men with a hidden agenda against the nation. We shall not be a victim. We shall not be a pawn in their game. We shall not be a pawn in their game. We escape from their plans. We escape from their policies. We escape from their scheming. We escape from their calculations. In the name of Jesus. Can we go? He shall cover us with his feathers. And under his wings, we take our refuge. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. We shall not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrow that flies. Lift your two hands up. Terror of night. Arrows of days. My life is not your portion. My family is not your portion. No member of this family, no member of this church is your portion. No bekeri adada. Arrow, terror of night, terror of a 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 night. Arrows that fly by day. Arrows that fly by day shall not alight upon us. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. But let's continue. Nor the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste. Lift your throat and say, every waster assigned against my life, assigned against this country, say, fail, perish. Let them fail, let them perish. Every waster, every waster, every waster of life, waster of resources, waster of men, assigned against this nation, let them fail, let them be wasted. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, oh, waster, be wasted. Can I say, oh, waster, be wasted? Say, oh, waster, be wasted. Oh, waster, be wasted. Oh, waster, be wasted. Say, in my life, oh, waster, be wasted, be wasted. In my life, in my family, oh, waster, be wasted. Oh, waster, be wasted. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Verse 7. You know, I'm supposed to have a very important meeting in the office tomorrow. And the meeting was scheduled like 6 weeks ago. Scheduled for like 3 weeks ago. And some things happened and we had to change it to tomorrow. And then the people that are supposed to come and have a meeting with us, they've been fighting to have this meeting for like 4 months. And then we fixed it. Then they called me on Thursday. Say, Oga, should we still come or we should not come? I say, what do you mean by should you still come? He said, all this thing that is happening in Abuja. I said, what is happening in Abuja? You better enter the plane and come back, come here, Jerry. What is happening in Abuja? What is happening in Abuja? What? Peace, Abi. Peace. Peace, security. That is what happened in Abuja. People were calling from abroad. Some were asking, which area council are you in Abuja? I hope you are not in Buhari. I hope you are not in Buhari. We are in Buhari serving the Lord and praising the Lord. No one can send us out of this land. We are not running haters get out of this land. We walk here in peace. We will live here in peace. Of our own accord. Nobody is sending us from this place. Hello, do you understand? We are not afraid of anybody. Not afraid of anybody. I don't know if you, for you, maybe afraid. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I'm not afraid of anybody. Nobody is sending me out of this land. All this room of people are. We are here. We day here. Here. We day here. Do you understand? Everybody have agenda. We have agenda also. Everybody will give their life to Christ in this land. It's our agenda also. We are not living here for anybody. Do you understand? If you want to live, live. Some of us day here. We day. When you are leaving, make sure they don't kidnap you on the road. Stop running. Nothing is chasing us. Our God is our refuge. And He is our fortress. Do you understand that? Even though people will be sending you different things on social media, don't read them. I told them in the first service, I'm not on any social media again. If only I know how to block some people on WhatsApp. I've told them in the first service, there are some specific people I'll be blocking on WhatsApp. All those people that put all those news that bring fear, I will block you. I'm blocking all of them from today. I'm not on Twitter. I'm not on Facebook. I'm not reading anything. I've not paid DSTV for 4 months. I'm not listening to any news anywhere. I'm listening to the news of God. I don't want anybody to dampen my faith and bring fear into me. I refuse to be afraid. And whatever will make me afraid, I block. If you are going to make me afraid, I will not greet you. I'm telling you the truth. You'll be spreading fake news and you'll be looking for prayer points. Later you say you are depressed. Why will you not be depressed? Is it normal to hear this news and not be depressed? But in the midst of this, the Lord is my portion in the land of the living. Thy Lord is good. Forevermore, the Lord in the land of the living, thy Lord be good. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. On the mountain, in the valley, on the land, and in the sea. Hallelujah. The Lord is my portion. My Lord is good forevermore. The Lord is my portion in the land of the living. My Lord is good forevermore. Listen to me. As long as some of us are alive, the devil will not win. You see, all those news that you'll be sharing and say, don't go to church. Don't stay at Hold Up. Do I determine that we hold up? And you are sharing it, sending it to me, your pastor. No church. Some are not in church today because they are afraid of dying. Where they are, there's no day there. So they bring the fear and we stop coming to church. Before you know it, they make a law. We don't gather again. You want to allow that? You call prayer meeting, people run away. Nowhere to be found on Friday. They are afraid. Because they say Friday something will happen. I stayed in Kano. Friday, people run without knowing what is making them run. We will not allow that to happen in Abuja. Do you understand that? Where is your faith? If the disciples were running at Tasketa from Herod in those days, you will not be a Christian. And we all always say, Fulanization, Islamic agenda. What is your own agenda? You don't have an agenda. What is your agenda? No agenda. You are there complaining. Are you a politician? Where did you join? Where were you?
We keep complaining and running away. Running
and complaining. I beg you. Fear people too plenty for church. The Lord is my refuge and my fortress. There's nothing that God cannot do. My God is mighty. He can fight the battle. He cannot fight physical battle. See, we die here. Nobody say we die here. We live here. We are not dying. We live here. Are we here? We live here. Nothing will make us afraid. Whatever, we will defend ourselves. Nothing will make us afraid. Do you understand? Nothing will make us afraid. Nothing. 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 But you see, what kills people most is rumor. Nothing dead there. Now, the thing where they run about. June 12th, Abiola Saga. People died in accident. Ran away from Lagos up and down. When nothing is chasing you and you are running, you are running to death. Stay calm. Boast in the Lord. Stay in the Lord. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But see, kosikulo jumi. Can I interpret? Look at me. Can you see death written on my body? God, there is no death written here. You can see life all around. And I can see life all around you. You are not dying, sir. Do you understand? Cowards die many times before they are dead. Stop dying. You are alive. God protects you. Stop all these things. Nobody has a monotony of violence. Nobody. They have a monotony when we are afraid. We are not afraid of anybody. See, this church, it will continue till Jesus comes. You can go to and not come tomorrow. Other people will replace you. I'm not running away from anybody. Have we settled that today that we are not running from anybody? Have you settled that we are not running from anybody? The wicked runneth when no man pursueth. But the righteous is as bold as a lion. And we say we are audacious people. Audacity. And then you are running away. And something happened in Buhari. And I very tassel. And I yell. And they talk, say, then they come. Then they come. Then they come. Now today, we day here. Whoever is coming will have accident and die before they reach their destination. Do you understand? Before they reach their destination, there will be a disagreement. They will be killing themselves. Not the children, life of the children of God. And all this chicken and Lagos Christianity that you people have imported to Abuja. Please, let it wait there. We that stayed in the north. We that grew in the north. We understand the truth they tell you. We the Kano people, we understand. We are not going anywhere for anybody. Settle that in your mind. Do you understand? Hello, do you understand? Some people have started selling houses in Abuja to go and build out. You build in village. Build in village. You go there. Me, now here I did. For now, this is my village. You know I'm an Abuja indigene. Nobody is sending me here. Sending me away. You did not bring me here. You can't send me away. Do you understand? I discovered that the more educated and learned they are, the more fearful they are. I almost said, if you see anybody in Thai, he's afraid. I now saw somebody. I now said, let me keep quiet. Say all those Thai people, then they fear. Say, I read the newspaper, according to CBC, according to CNN, Awusa Service, dragons. What is God saying? According to God, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Your life is safe, sir. Do you understand? Your life is safe. In the hollow of his hands. In the hollow of his hands. I am safe. Whatever may betide. In the hollow of. In the hollow, of his hand, hollow in the hollow of his hand, I am safe.
whatever may be guiding in the flow of
every agenda of the enemy against the church of God, let the fire of the Lord destroy the agenda in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Do you know, let me just talk briefly. What I've said is enough sermon. And I could see people smiling. I'm happy. I will just see, you could see fear in the atmosphere. Soon people will not pray at home again, sir. Soon people will start changing their name to Suleiman. Solomon will change to Suleiman. David will change to Dauda because of fear. Huh? They are there. Where is Dauda? Is David Dauda there? I beg, make him calm down. Do you understand? No fear. Just calm down. The Lord is on the throne. He's on the throne. I just kept telling people. I read the Bible. Revelation 22 is the end of the world. Jesus won. He won. So I don't care what happens now. At the end of the day, Jesus will win. What are you afraid about? He won. He won. For people that are young, that were not here during 1993 crisis, we were at the prime of our life. I was in the higher institution at that time. It was my first election. In fact, I had finished the polytechnic at that time. I was in Unilag at that time when the struggle of that happened. It was, I'm not sure which one was terrible, but for the bandit and all those things, it was as if everything was going to end. But how many years after? 30 years after. They are still here. At that time, some of us wanted to travel abroad. We are still here. The people that left us and went abroad, we are still talking. We are here, they are there. Nobody don't die. Eh? Some come back home and see us and they are surprised that, you people can do well like this in this country. What I'm saying is that, calm down. It will soon pass away. Don't lose your confidence. Don't lose your peace. Don't lose your joy. Jesus will soon conquer. What did I say? Will soon? Jesus has conquered now. Will soon care? Jesus has conquered now. Has he not? He has. So calm down. You understand that? Okay. So in the midst of that, you need to know that in the book of Acts, the more they persecuted the church, the more the church increased. Do you know that this can be a setup to wake the church from our sleep and slumber? Do you know that the Muslim ticket, the way it has united us as Christians, there's nothing that could have united Christians like that. Could it be the plan of God to wake you up from our slumber? From our lackadaisical attitude? Do you know that when God wanted the church to spread to other places and they were in Jerusalem, you know what he did? He brought persecution himself to them and the persecutors scattered them. Is God doing something like that in our midst? I don't know. But whatever it is, God's will must come to pass. Now look at it. In the midst of all this thing in Nigeria, we are not saying 120 days mandate challenge. That we are doubling the attendance of this church in the 120 days. So whatever they are saying, they are fighting, doesn't concern. We are increasing. We are moving forward. Do you understand? No sane man thinks like that. When people are supposed to be running, you are saying, we are increasing. It should be begging that make you not go, this number, let's just maintain this number. We are not maintaining number, we are moving forward. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the earth and them that dwells within. In times like this, we need mad prophets that do not work according to the status quo. Do we understand this? Do we understand this? I just want to say briefly, maybe 10 minutes. Proverbs 14:28. Proverbs 14:28. In a multitude of people is a king's honor, but in the lack of people is a downfall of a prince. An empty church is a disgrace to Christ. An empty church does not bring glory. An empty church does not bring honor. If you are doing business and you have no customer coming, what glory does it give you? And the Bible is saying, in a multitude of people is a king's honor. And Jesus is the King of Kings. And in having multitude is his honor. Because of our time, I'll just jump. I want to show you in the ministry of Jesus that the ministry of Jesus was a ministry of multitude. Crowd. Multitude. Let's go. Before then, let's do Matthew chapter 3. Matthew 3, verse 5. Ministry of John the Baptist. Can we all read together? Let's go. One, two, go. Read now. Then Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region around the Jordan went out. All. So how do we say it? Jerusalem, is it Anguarimba? Ankubwa. And all the region around Busi went out to him. When that has not happened, God is not truly glorified in our midst. Matthew. Mark 2. Let's do it this way. Can we do Mark a little? Do Mark 1:33. Mark 1:33. Mark 1:33. New King James. Look at this. Let's go. One, two, go. And the whole city were gathered together at the door of the house that Jesus was. They gathered. Now, listen. Is Jesus here in the house? Why is the whole city not gathered? How did you think people gathered around Jesus? It was somebody that Jesus had told, come, something is happening there. Come, something. As long as the people being taught are not telling people, there is no gathering. Mark 2, 13. Mark 2, 13. Let's read together. Let's go. And he went out again by the sea. And the multitude came to him. And he taught them. What was the meaning of multitude? Crowd. A multiplier effect. Jesus' ministry was a ministry of multitudes. And multitude gives God glory. Multitude gives God grace. And make him to be able to display his grace to people. And like I told you, the multitude gathered. There was no radio. There was no satellite. There was no newspaper. That same way they gathered is still the number one way people gather today. Word of mouth. Word of mouth. Come and see. The thing where I see, come and see. That in the world, there is no how news spread better than word of mouth. See, in those days when we're, how will I say this without giving myself away? Sometimes when you are involved in a certain kind of warfare, there is a propaganda part of it. Okay, let me see. There is a news that you want it to put fear into somebody, but you don't want to tell the person directly. You know there are some people that their mouths, you know they talk. So in passing around them, you just tell them, if you like say, this thing will happen to you. Once we know those people, they might not be more than three or four in an organization. You don't need to send email or broadcast it. Once one of them hear and another hear, give them 3 minutes. 3 minutes. Everybody will hear. You know those people, they are in church also. If only they are using that for Christ, the church would have been filled up. Word of mouth is the number one way of increase of marketing, of sales, anywhere in the world. Look at it now. They call some people influencers online. You take me, I will buy something because of Two Face. I will buy something because of, what is their name, sir? Who again? Whiskey, me. Buy things. So because of Whiskey. No, no. Is anybody here that bought anything because of Whiskey before? Anybody? Is anybody that have bought something because his friend told him or her? Anybody bought anything because of a friend before? Did you discover word of mouth from people you know is still the number one sales force in the world? That's Acts 2:13. Can we jump to Matthew 4:24-25? No, leave it. Let's stay in Mark. Jump to Mark 6:33. Mark 6:33. Can we read together? But the multitude saw them departing, and many knew him and ran there on foot from all the cities. They arrived before them and came together to him. I know we have had some programs in church where the programs is 9. And when you get to church by 8:20, you will not have seat in this sanctuary. This same church. I'm not saying we will have. I'm saying in this church. If you come, you will not have a seat in the sanctuary. They got there before him. They were seated. In fact, we need to now make law. You can't use your bag. Ushers, if you see somebody's bag on anything, carry it. Put another person there. We are in that season again. Hello, are we? You are here. We are in that season again. Luke chapter 12, verse 1. Luke 12, 1. All what I'm saying that the ministry of Jesus is a ministry of multitude. And the multitude came by word of mouth. If a church is empty, it's because you are not speaking the right thing about the church. It's because you are not talking to people about what God is doing. It's because you are not inviting people in. Can we read this together? In the meantime, when an innumerable, can you say innumerable? No, be innumerable. When an innumerable, okay, let's go. In the meantime, when an innumerable multitude of people had gathered together, so that they did what? They were trampling one another. No, be today trampling, they happen for church. They were trampling one another. Innumerable people gathered. That is the glorious destiny of a church. Because in the multitude of people is the King's glory. An empty church is a disgrace to its members. It's a question mark on the God they worship. If you can't invite people to eat, don't come there. Can I repeat that? Whatever you are not proud about, you can't invite people to. Please, see, somebody is going out with you. He's saying, promise you, I want to marry you. But he now say, but you know, so that people, I, no get date too much on us. I don't want people to see us together. Now lie. He's not proud of you. Wherever I am with my wife, I can put my hands around her. Because of that, I will have asked us to stand up and I hold her. Hey! Because I'm proud about her. Why will I? Do you get a treasure and hide it? So why? So is Christ a treasure? If he's not, why are you hiding him? Has this church been a treasure to you? If yes, why are you hiding it? You know, whatever you fall in love with, you talk about it without thinking about it. You don't plan it. You just talk about it. You don't plan it. You just talk about it. You don't plan it. You just talk about it. If you are not doing that, you are not in love with Christ. We boast about what we are in love with. We don't hide it. In fact, when you hide it first, You cannot hide it and not tell your close friends and your clique. Are we still in church? Jesus' ministry was a ministry of multitudes. If you go down to the disciples, I'll stop there because of our time. If you check the ministry of the disciples, it was also a ministry of multitudes. So up to today, as a modern church, our ministry must be a ministry of multitudes. And how do we read there? Word of mouth. Word of mouth. Word of mouth. Telling somebody, speaking to others, that is how our ministry become great. Is there anybody here that is doing a business that you don't want customers to talk about your business? Wave your hand. Anybody here that don't worry, you know, any good thing, we're not supposed to talk about, as you come this job, they get their hoof. No tell anybody. No tell anybody. Anybody is glad that. Why are, if you don't want that to be done about your business, why are you doing that to the business of God? Why? Why? Whatever we are proud of, whatever we are glad about, we tell people about it. Listen to me. There's nobody that is ashamed of a person he or she is in love with. That is why the saying of Christ that say, they that are ashamed of me on earth, I'll be ashamed of in the presence of my Father in heaven, is something you must put to heart. You can't be quiet about Christ and be ashamed of him on earth, and then it gets rebel. You now say, you can't be a secret disciple and want to be honored openly. Especially in countries like this, where there's no secret about your faith. I even understand Islamic country where they will kill you for your faith. So if you're a secret disciple like Joseph the Arimathea, it's understandable. But in Nigeria, don't be ashamed of Christ. A day will come when you will appear. He will pay you in kind. God is no mock. Whatever a man sows, he shall reap. You are ashamed of Christ. You don't share him. No one single person have you brought to church before. He gets to his kingdom and says, Jesus, we don't come. Oh, can we go to the kingdom? I know you not. I am ashamed of you the same way you are ashamed of. Go away. May that not happen to you. Can we just thank the Lord? We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Can we lift our hands and say, my mouth is going to be used for your glory. By the words of my mouth, inviting people, in sharing testimonies, in spreading the word, sharing the flyers, talking to people, I will bring people to your house. By my word of mouth, my mouth shall not be useless. My mouth shall be used for you. Just like it was used for Christ in these days. In these days, my mouth shall be used for Christ. My mouth shall be used for Christ. My customers, my vendors, my friends, my family members, my neighbors, all around me, my mouth shall be used for you. Can we make a commitment to the Lord? If you want to commit yourself to him to do this, just lift your hands to him. Say, I commit myself afresh to you. I receive your grace, empowerment, and enablement. I receive. Heavenly Father, for everyone whose hands are up, making commitment to do your work, remember them. For every hand lifted up, you are not unjust that you will forget their labor of love. You are not. In these coming months, let there be a surprise of what you can do in blessing your people that I will be sent to you.
In the name of Jesus, our hands lifted up. We receive grace. We receive empowerment. We receive your mercy. This word has been preached today will not stand against us on the day of judgment. In the name of Jesus, it shall not be spoken concerning us that we are ashamed of you. It shall be said concerning us that we are committed to your cause. We give you all the glory and the honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.